Cam FM 97.2. May bumps.
M2.
And we're off. Darwin taking a few rapid strokes at three-quarter slide. Now they're lengthening out to a full stroke just before the race started. Their coach was emphasizing to them that first and third were a strong crew who come on quickly. So they needed to get away to a quick start. And they've done well. They're at least on station. But it's fair to say that first and third M2 have pulled away a wee bit from Downing M2, who are putting in a big push. The Cox falling on power 10. A huge crab has just been caught by Corpus Christi by their 3 feet. That is a crab of epic proportions, more of a lobster than a crab, I tell you. He just dug the blade in and forgot to pull it out, and the blade was whipped over his head. He did well to let go. He had presence of mind not to hold on to the blade, or else that could easily have been an ejector crab. Incredible stuff there. As the boat speed really meant that it was quite a rip on the handle as he caught that crab. I guess the boats have just disappeared around the first post corner. We'll flick to Juan and see what you're seeing in the race. Juan.
Yes, thanks, Joe. I'm just seeing Darwin just approaching past the quite a bit of distance between them and the next boat, first and third, and then just behind them are Downing. It's actually not that much distance between first and third and Downing. Probably about, I just bring around the corner, about half a length so a potential for a bump there. But Darwin, on the other hand, looking very strong going around Grassy. It really doesn't look like first and thirds are going to catch them up. It looks like rather going to be a bump by Darwin, die Downing onto first and third. And behind them, we've got the Corpus, a long way behind the rest of the peloton, as it were. Having caught that crab earlier on, it doesn't look like they're going to catch anyone up anytime soon. So just stay on this. Just wait, watching all the boats go onto Flower Reach. Just looking up the river. I mean, Downing edging ever closer, but still not that much of a kind of immediate bump in the situation. So we'll see what happens by the time they get round to Drew. Drew, do you see anything yet?
I've yet to see anyone come round the corner.
Yeah, you can click them if you want to see it.
So back to Juan?
Yeah, back to me then. So yeah, so there's
Juan,
there's not a lot going on here now, given that Corpus have just gone past. There's just a lot of clear water, people eagerly awaiting the M1 to go very soon after. So we're going to go back to Shem.
Yeah, I can just mention that about 45 seconds ago, the 4 minutes cannon went off for the M1 division. So those crews are starting to reassemble into their boat and prepare themselves both physically and mentally for the race ahead. So now over to Drew.
Okay, I can see Darwin just coming up. And do I see Fat behind them? No, I do not see Fat behind them. They have quite a lead on Fat, so Darwin, I'm doing pretty well. I can see the blades of Fat just coming into view. They are looking very, very, very determined in order to catch up. Well done, Fat. I will let you know if anything changes on that, but it is a good 2-boat length at this stage. Oh, wait. See, Downing is about to bump Fat. They are almost a foot away. They're about to overlap. This is amazing. Oh, Cox concedes. I think the Cox concedes for Fat, and Downing have bumped Fat. Downing, maybe with the hero, is very, very excited, and the marshal telling them to hold up immediately. Back to Juan for now, and I can see Corpus just edging along behind them.